We are Jack, a weekly podcast with the responsibility to show you, our audience, what is possible beyond bitching, complaining, and tolerating an ordinary life. Warning, you may be required to do something about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Everything and Jack. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtlaw. And this is the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Pause. I just went focus, focus, focus.
I know.
You got your name. You're good with the name. Okay, now what? Now what? And I do want to remind our listeners and our audience, we are just so thrilled. Thank you for joining us. And each week we have a question from our audience. So keep submitting the questions. Dr. Carrie, would you be so kind to just remind our listeners and our friends, where do they submit the questions? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to share this because we've been hearing from you out there. You can submit questions to everythingandjack.com. That's our website. And we do have a form there where you can submit, or you can email your questions to questions@everythingandjack.com. And then we always love it when you stop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/everythingandjack. You can also post a question there. And we'd love to hear your comments about our episodes.
Yeah, we totally want your comments. And I also want to remind our friend, this is prepared yet unprepared. Each week when we have a question, we're prepared because we have a life. And I always say, let's have an exciting life between Saturday to Saturday. We have a life and the questions are never really necessarily answers, but actually an inquiry that you join in with the inquiry. So do like send us comments. And Dr. Carrie, I believe you have chosen the question for this week.
I have, and I'm really excited about it. It's coming from Angie.
And where did she submit the question from?
She submitted the question from Southampton, England.
Oh, great.
Big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out.
Maybe a homegirl of yours.
Yes, yes. Well, there you go. It is a global show, and it's global from Arizona and Southampton.
Absolutely.
Right. So what her question is again?
Her question, and why I'm excited about it, because it really does play in the domain of neuroscience. And the question is it possible to see things the same way?
To see, well, what are we seeing the same way? I just want to get clear here.
Right.
My mind immediately, ladies, went into when there's an accident or a crime that's happened and there are witnesses involved. And I've heard investigators say so many times, not one person saw it the same way. They're all
that's
looking
exactly
at the
right.
same incident, the same car accident. And we've got different stories coming from different people, and we have to just drill it down to the commonalities, right? And move forward from there. So just the immediate answer that I have is no, it's not possible and to see things the same way. But definitely we can have shared understandings about things.
Yeah. What do you say, Emmy?
Well, I think that what I hear is we want it to be possible. Like
right.
we actually want to believe that someone else can see things from our point of view, or that we actually really do see something from somebody else's point of view. And I'm just thinking of myself personally here in an argument with my boyfriend, you know, we'll be arguing
about thinking about yourself, Amy.
You know? I know. Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm always thinking about myself, and I'm thinking about when we argue, I'm trying to get my point across and he doesn't see it. And then I feel like, yeah, but I see your point and you're not seeing mine. And so I'll see his point of view, but I just don't necessarily accept it.
Right. That's different though.
Right. Is it possible to see things from somebody else's point of view? Yes. But what I feel like is, yes, I see it, but it doesn't really matter to me because mine is still more important.
Yeah. And that makes sense. That's what we're all doing. That's that old anecdote, like, you know, is the glass half full or is it half empty? And so we can both agree, though, that looking at the glass, that the water in it is not to the brim, right? But now it's the application of our perspective about it that causes the arguments. and the unwillingness to, you know, really reach a shared understanding a lot of times, mm-hmm. because we want to be right. No, it's half empty. No, it's half full. But the question is it possible to see things? Well, we can definitely agree that there's not a full glass of water there, right?
That says to me that we're looking at it from context. Is it half full or is it half empty? Mm-hmm. But I do wonder where the question is coming from. So is it possible to see the same point of view? So if, for example, if you are, that's an accident is one example, but how about if you're building a bridge, mm-hmm. or like if you're building a house, there would have to be at least a point of view that is the same, wouldn't you say, if you're building or like, let's give another example. Right.
Absolutely. But there you have is so great you said this, because it carries into what's possible to work through things. When building a house, you've got the plans, right? And then each person in their assignment, they're delivering certain things in order to have the plan come together, right? So you've got the cutter, you've got the framer, you've got the roofer, and they're all following the plan. In relationships, I know in my marriage, there's certain agreements that we have that we actually wrote out, right? So now we're aligning our perspectives and our actions around that document. And if there's a breakdown, then there's a breakdown against the plan, the strategy, not our relationship, although it often feels like the relationship.
So it's a little tricky because we don't really have the yes or no, because doesn't it depend on the context from where the question is coming from?
And I'm hanging out, Jean-Marie, with the word possible. Is it possible?
Yes. Yes, it's possible to see something from a different point of view or another's perspective. Yes, it's possible. Yeah. But I think what it comes back to is they're actually looking for agreement. And I think that's where we get lost is, yes, we see it.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't agree with it. I mean, and even Dr. Carey, in building a house, yes, you may have a plan, but that doesn't mean that everybody agrees to it. Yes, they may still do it, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that there's agreement or that they view that you're doing it the correct way or the way that it should be done, you know, or anything else. It's, we make agreements. And to me, sometimes it feels like I'm trying to reach a middle ground. And when I get there, I'm still not happy with what I've achieved because it's not truly what I believe.
That's the problem with compromise.
Yeah.
Instead of renegotiation.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to interject because I also want to, because we, it's fairly hypothetical or conceptual where we're going, but I do want to, when we're looking at a point of view, so I want to break it down. There's the possible, but then also there's a point of view, like where are you looking if you have a point of view? Because if I was holding a mug and I'm holding the handle, I would say to you, what do you see? You wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to see from your view, you wouldn't be able to see the handle, but I would. So yes. I could fight all day long that there is a handle in this mug, but if you can't see it, then you're going to be right and I'm going to be right. So how mm-hmm. do we, apart from that wonderful quote by Rumi, there's a field out there, you know, there's no wrongdoing or right doing. But did you like that? I just threw in some culture.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm proud of you.
So how do we come to that agreement? Because some of the conflicts are based on points of view that are not agreed to. And one of these points of view is really important. Like you pointed out, Amy, like if you have a point of view or you have an opinion, it depend like what the commitment is between two people or two countries.
Yeah. I really think it comes down to, Jean-Marie, a willingness to step outside of your own view, your own perspective about something, and to be engage with another person. I am always willing to listen. And most assessments that I've taken along personality profiles indicate that I am kind of like the debater, the advocate, you know, the mediator. I'm always willing to listen. I love listening to other perspectives. It doesn't mean that mine's going to shift, but I do give people the space for their point of view, right? And I think that's what it takes, a willingness.
Now, I would assert that's your middle child.
It totally is.
Yeah, I just find it, because that's the youngest child. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Exactly, yeah.
It's not fair from over
it's
here.
This way.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a real training and development, too, for yourself, that you can actually choose to go, I'm going to listen to both sides. But what would be so important to us that we would have to have our point of view? You know, like our point of view as opposed to somebody else's point of view. When is it really important to keep your point of view versus hearing somebody else's point of view?
So the question is it possible to see things the same way? That's the question.
Well, here's a pause. Here's a pregnant pause. Is it possible to see? Yes, I don't think it is. Actually, I would say it. Originally, I would say no. Amy?
Originally, I would have said no. And now, after working through it, I'm going to say yes. It is possible to see things the same way.
But Amy, what you just said is so important, because you said after looking at it and it's going to take some work, that is what's in the way of it being possible, because most people don't realize that you have to work at it. You have to keep talking, right? And looking at it. Instead, people get frustrated. How come you can't see that? How come you don't understand that? And we get mad and now we're defending and upset. And I feel like that is the start of everything from wars to divorce.
Yes. Actually, I don't think we need to understand if we have the same point of view. There is nothing we have to understand, but we can see a point of view. Yes, Amy, your point of view.
Okay. That was actually my question, is understanding the other person's point of view required, or is it just communicating that you see their point of view?
Yes, well, we don't even have to agree with that point of view. I don't agree that stores should be closed on Sunday, but here you go. I'm in Italy and the stores are closing on Sunday. I do not agree with that point of view.
Whereas I do.
Right. Right. I mean, it's really simple. Do I understand it? Yes. Do I agree with it? Not if it's inconvenient for me. But do I go along with it? Yes, because there's probably more people that have that viewpoint that stores to be closed on Sunday, or the whole country seems to close down. And I don't have anything a lot going on other than, hey, I'm now here, so I have to abide with this, the whole culture, particularly like the siestas in the middle of the day. Like it's so disruptive.
I love siestas. It's my favorite time of day. I think it's fabulous.
But what I also hear is how I grounded myself in that. And I remember sometime in the early 70s, my father reading a paper, and he's like, so they're going to start opening Sears on Sundays. That's just ridiculous, right? And my admiration and love for my father, and just respect. He was just such a brilliant man. To me, if he doesn't agree with that, then it must be wrong. And a lot of times I feel like that's what's in the way of us really getting that shared understanding about someone else's perspective, how they're seeing something, is because we have made it the thing. Like it's this way or nothing at all, because it's attached to something or someone that is near and dear. And now it's grounded in that and it's real. That's what that whole being right is all about. What is it attached to?
So I actually mentioned about the stores, but if you look at countries like Australia, that was a huge bill that they amended to open stores on a Sunday, which actually killed off mom and pop stores, because mom and pop stores made most of their income on Sunday.
Right, right. When the larger ones were closed. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are coming. This is a very huge inquiry. I know we didn't quite get into the scrap of it, and it runs off probably from our last episode of what do women think of women. And that's a possible point of view. Some of us agree, some of us don't. But I did want to make sure, Amy, you have a hot tip for us today.
Oh my gosh, it's super exciting. Today's hot tip comes from the fact that I love natural peanut butter. Justin's happens to be my favorite. It is terrible at separating, but if you turn it upside down and you put it on its lid, it doesn't separate.
What? Now, that's a hot tip, because I didn't know that.
Store your natural peanut butter upside down on its lid and it will not separate.
Oh. Wow. You mean the oil versus the
peanut? Yeah, I've been stirring and I like that.
I'm going to try that out. We're going to see if that works. That is brilliant. Yeah. Now that brilliant. Yeah. Okay. It's a hot tip show. I'm going to just round off the show and remind people that they can submit questions. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jean-Marie Ayers.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirla. And this is still the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
And whatever your point of view is.
Keep it to yourself.
Exactly. No, share it with us. Send us your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, everybody.